Years ago, when we came to church, we had to wear hats or veils. Remember that, ladies? And those veils, if we didn't have a hat, we had what was called chapel veils. And because I went to Catholic school, if we happened to forget our chapel veil, they would make us wear a Kleenex on our head. How that helped us stay not being vain, I don't know. But it was humbling to be wearing Kleenex to church. And so this sermon and these readings were about veils, a different kind of veil. Moses was up on top of the mountain in communication with God for 40 days. For 40 days, imagine being in God's presence. And so when he came down from the mountain to bring the teachings that he received from God to the people, he was lit up. His whole being was light. His face shone. And it was that shining that overwhelmed the people. So once he spoke, he put a veil on. And then when he went back to speak with God, he could remove the veil. What is that all about? Why a veil? Have you ever met somebody that was so full of grace that it almost overwhelmed you? When I do icon writing, which is actually painting, but they call it writing, they say that the light comes from within the saint or Jesus or whoever you're painting. So it's not light shining down on them, but light coming from within and out to the people. That light becomes so bright that one can just imagine them being filled with the Spirit. Just feels so great. And that can be scary to people. And then you have Jesus, who took three people. Why only three? But he took three up on top of the mountain. And he became transformed into his true being. The light of God from within shone all around him and changed him, where he became his true self, as closest as he could be in his human body to God, to being the being who he came on this earth to be, to bring that light on earth, a walking light of God. Amazing. And Peter said, let's build a shelter for these three. That wasn't to be. Because you have to understand, when we have these moments that transform us, we can't stay in that mystery in that moment with the divine. We are to use that moment to go back down the mountain and share it with others. We would like to stay in that amazing place. You may have had these moments. A moment where you were in line totally with the day. The sun was shining, it's a beautiful day, and all is at peace with the world. And we want to hang on to those moments. But they go. They dissipate. And we have to face reality. I remember years ago there was a book that says, After Enlightenment, the Laundry. And I think that's what it means, is that once we have the light of God and realize and touch it and feel it and it embraces us, we have to come back. We have to share that with others. That's what this is asking us to do, to embrace these God moments and hold tight to them in our heart, but yet to know that we have to live day to day in the real world. We have to do laundry. We have to help others. This is what God's message is. Jesus came down that mountain after being transformed in the light, and God saying, listen to me, listen to him. And he healed a man's son who was possessed by a demon. He had to come back and do what he was meant to do. And he was telling them, you guys, this is what you're meant to do. You're meant to be healers. You're meant to care for those who need to be cared for. So these moments that we have, whether it's a moment here in church where the music and everything is so wonderful, and we leave here feeling so full, we need to take that out and let that light shine from inside of us out so others say, I don't know what they have, but I want some of it. That's what having the Spirit is all about. It's not to put behind a veil. It's to take our veils away so others can be full and see that God is here to love us, God loves us, God forgives us, and God accepts us in our humanity. That's an amazing, so amazing. And so now we're entering in. This is the last Sunday. The alleluias will be buried. Thank you for all the alleluias today, because you won't hear them for 6 weeks until Easter morn. And so this is the time the church sets aside to say, have we done everything we should so that God's light can shine through us? Is this not a time for us these next 6 weeks to take stock of what it is that we could do better? In dialectical behavior, they have a saying that says that you're doing the best you can, but you got to do better. And I think this is God's time and the church's time to say, I know you're doing the best you can, but you got to do better. So the next six weeks, we're going to bear ourselves of all the extra stuff. The green will be gone, the white will be gone. It's a time where we will embrace a time of looking inward to say, God, what more do you need from me? What more do I need to do to change so that I can be that light in the world that is so full of darkness, that we can light up for others? And next, on Ash Wednesday, we will be giving ashes to remind us that we are here in human form, but it's not forever. And we will be bringing the altar, wooden altar, to the front so that we can pare down and go back to a simple place so that we can, all the trappings that we can get caught up in will be kind of taken away so that we can remember that God loves us so much. As we are preparing for God's death on the cross, a reminder of it, and then the resurrection, we also need to prepare ourselves. We need to prepare ourselves in a way that whatever it is that we need to do to clean house, and spring is a time of cleaning house, getting rid of, wiping away cobwebs, all that we've accumulated, this is our time that all we've accumulated or gotten used to erase it, to get it, to clean it up, and to say, God, when Easter comes, I want to be as pure that when the alleluias come back, those alleluias come from inside of me, and that we all are so full of grace that the world knows when we go out from this place that we have something. We have something intangible. But it's something that's so valuable. It's what we need. We will be the light bearers. We will carry God's message to the world. I loved you so much that I gave you my son. And that you are to bear Christ's light. And as we listen to the readings this next year, God gave us the words. Listen to him. So listen to the gospels. Listen to the teachings. And prepare yourself, because that's why we're here. We're not here for this building. We're here to get filled so that we can take it out to the world and shine that light from within us, not a light that shines down, but a light that shines out to the world. Amen.
Stand as you're able. Let us affirm our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God,
the Father, the Almighty.